StoryCorps is made possible through funding from the Atlantic Philanthropies, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and most importantly, through the support of participants and listeners like you nationwide. You can support StoryCorps by visiting our website, storycorps.org.
Last week on the podcast.
Is there anything you've always wanted to tell me but haven't?
I'm proud of you because you're a really good father.
Wow.
Colbert Williams was just 16 when his son Nathan was born. Shortly before Colbert became a father, he left home because his family was too poor to take care of him. Today, we meet the man who took Colbert in, his fifth grade math teacher, Ralph Catania. Ralph, who was divorced with no children of his own, became Colbert's legal guardian.
Was there anything that you feared about moving in with me?
Oh my gosh, you kidding me? Everything. I didn't know what kind of food you ate. I didn't know your background. All I knew is that you were a nice teacher and you were going to take me in because my mother didn't have a place for me to go. So I was very thankful for that, but I didn't have any idea as to what to expect from you. I'm a young black man, you're a white man, and I'm like, I don't know anything about white people. And then the fact that I knew that a baby was coming. When you found out I was going to be a father, what were some of the thoughts going through your head?
Well, my first reaction was, there isn't too much I can do about it. I think the thing that impressed me the most was your comment, my son is going to know who his father is. And watching you walk past the waiting room at the hospital and him cradled in your arms, I will never forget that.
I remember nights studying for an exam and he's sick and I'm trying to feed him at 3 o'clock in the morning, or so tired that I forget to put the bottle top on top of the bottle when yeah. I just hand him milk and this milk just spills. How have we impacted your life, Ralph?
My gosh. You know, when you're single for a great period of time, you become basically set in your own ways. Then somebody else comes along, and sometimes there was a little bit of conflict, but I have truly been blessed. There's no other way. There's no other way to explain it.
What you see in me is a reflection of what you put in me. And today I say thank you.
I hear many times from people that know you, they say, oh, you've just done wonderful things with this young man. But I truly believe that a lot of this comes from within you and within your soul, my friend. Any parent would be extremely proud of a child that has accomplished what you've accomplished.
That's Colbert Williams with his legal guardian and former math teacher, Ralph Catania. See photos at our website, storycorps.org. While you're there, you can listen to hundreds of other stories and find out how you can support the project. You can also keep up with us on Facebook. Go to our page, become a fan, and you can also sign up for our feed on Twitter. For the StoryCorps podcast, I'm Michael Garofalo. Thanks for listening.
Major support for StoryCorps comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Additional funding comes from the Atlantic Philanthropies and the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation. All StoryCorps interviews are housed at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. And you can hear StoryCorps on NPR's Morning Edition and on Latino USA with Maria Hinojosa. Learn more about the project, including how to make a reservation for your own interview, at storycorps.org.